Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. Game time decisions. We are live on a Monday night home run derby 2024. Pete Alonso tries to tie the record with Ken Griffey Jr. for three home run derbies. We've got some youngsters making a debut. Adolis Garcia at home in Texas tonight. It will be the primary focus of our 2 hours here on Sports Grid. But we also have a couple of other things to get to tonight on Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you. I will be joined by Tom Vecchio, Joe Maddon, Coach James Young gets in the fold here as well. We have NBA Summer League. If you're looking around tonight, it's Derby, it's Summer League, that's it. We already had a Team USA game earlier today. They win but do not cover against Australia. We also have the introduction of way more NBA markets. So your first chance to get in the mix, win total overs on 27 of 30 NBA teams, plus odds now out for not just Defensive Player of the Year at some big books. Victor Wembanyama, you can find it minus 140 for DPOY. We're getting Most Improved, Sixth Man, Coach of the Year, an early read and reaction to some NBA futures and where things could be moving as the summer continues in the association. We'll go through it all here on this Monday night, but the outright odds for the home run derby. Pete Alonso is the favorite, and he should be. He has a track record that no one else in this field can compare to. Realistically, if the home run derby was as loaded as everyone would love for it to be, and I think we've got a really good field, but I'm talking about Ohtani, Judge, Harper, healthy Stanton, you could argue Pete Alonso would still be a favorite amongst that field. I sneaky think it would be Judge, but that is what Pete Alonso brings to the table. It does, though, tonight, we have questions about what the format will bring to the table. The format change. To get an idea, and I'll try and give it as simplest as I can because it took me even a few times, but basically round one is going to look a lot more similar to the NBA's three-point contest. We are no longer in a bracket from the jump, but everybody gets a go, and the four best will advance, which is key. You're going to see the hitters get either 40 total pitches or 3 minutes. Whichever of those ends first will then bring everything to a halt until the bonus round. And in the bonus round, you get three outs unless you unlock, due to a home run of 425 feet, a fourth out. Typically, at home run derbies, those distance barriers to get that additional bonus, whether it be in prior instances time or in this one here and out, are easily reachable. So expect every hitter to get 40 pitches / 30 minutes, or 30, imagine, 3 minutes, and then four outs in a bonus round. What that does is it really makes it a pretty limitless what we can see from players. However, due to the change, what players are looking for is going to depend on the field. What do I mean by all this? Let's move over and get a look at where everybody sits right now in terms of total home runs. The understanding, the projection, just based on prior derbies, though I do not believe this has been 100% fully confirmed, is the hitters will go in order of their home runs on the season. You want to go last in this type of format. You know what your target score is. So, for wagers such as most home runs in round number one, if Gunnar Henderson is going to go last, we can just go back quick. If Gunnar Henderson's going to go last, he is not a good bet in that market because it's going to be four that go through. So let's just say he needs 25 home runs to advance and the top marker is 32. If Gunnar Henderson gets to the 25th home run, he might just put the bat down. Now, maybe he'll keep swinging, but he doesn't need to. There are no incentives. There is going to be a bracket, but again, is Gunnar Henderson at that point going to save himself? That very well could be the case. This basically would be the order in reverse. I do not know if the tiebreaker you would see between Pete Alonso and Teoscar Hernandez, alphabetical order, maybe. It is admittedly just a little bit of a guessing game. But this format, once we're removed from round number one into the semis, we will see one versus four, two versus three, based on who hit the most home runs in round one, and then those semis will bring us into the finals, of course. Now, let's take a look at the longest home run. This is one of these markets tonight that we've actually seen under money come in. I know someone told me that they saw at one point a 489.5 out there. I know there are still 484.5s in the mix. Tonight in Texas, the roof is closed. It's piping hot. It would have been closed regardless. But you get a 482.5 number. This somewhat correlates to a quick pick. I have a full card tonight. Let's put our first on the board. Bobby Witt Jr.'s longest home run over 475.5. Sometimes at the dirt, look, these numbers are good. They are. We know that to be true. 482.5, don't be surprised if a guy gets to 480, 479. Well, if someone is going to do that, it's likely going to be Bobby Witt Jr. Of the entire field, he holds the longest home run of any this season. That Bobby Witt Jr.'s longest this year went 468. You expect guys to be able to get an even longer shot this year at the Derby just due to the ease, the meatball, and everything. I mean, you realistically should be juicing these baseballs, and you'd like to believe that they are. So you have 475.5 here for Bobby Witt Jr. He is, and we'll get into this a little bit more in a bit, but he is the favorite, Bobby Witt Jr., to hit the longest home run. So I'll play him at 475 here. I know I'm getting minus 110 juice. If he lands in between that 482.5 marker, I can still cash the ticket. And if somebody else hits one, again, 485, 484, that just gives me more confidence then that Bobby Witt Jr. will get there as well. So we're going to go with Bobby Witt Jr. over. If we can look at some round one totals for the guys that are going to be out here, you get a sense of where everything lines up. We went alphabetical order for people. The top number right now does belong to Pete Alonso. That checks in at 25.5. The bottom number at the moment, it's Alec Bohm at 18.5. So I've talked a lot about the format. I do think sometimes when we see format changes, there's a bit of leeway there. And I think this format change tonight, again, the comparison for me is a three-point contest, is going to lead to monster, monster performances. Again, guys are not really losing that much leeway in terms of the 40 pitches or 3 minutes. They're really not. And what we have here is a situation, if it was just, say, Garcia versus Bohm round one, and let's say Bohm, unfortunately, goes under that 18.5, lands at, say, 15 or so, right? Well, Garcia coming up second would hit 16 home runs and then see you later. What's the incentive to keep going? That is not how it works. So my initial thought was, do I fire away and play everyone's over? But there's some trickiness to that, as I said, about the back end portion of the Derby. What I'm going to do is play the full round one total over 158.5 home runs. It's my favorite bet tonight at the Home Run Derby. It's every single player's total combined. We're going to look for everyone.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Here to continue to chase. The average that we need is just under 20 home runs a guy. I think we get four guys at 25 plus in round number one. We're going to take a quick break here on Game Time Decisions. The card goes on. We've got some different angles to play here, some more distance props, a long shot semifinal. It's all happening right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shall we? I mean, what do we say, folks? Some game time decisions. We're live with you right here on SportsGrid. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is a Monday night. It is a home run derby Monday. So two picks so far on the board. Bobby Witt Jr. over the 47.5 for the longest distance of a home run. And then my favorite bet is the total round one over, checking in at 158.5. That's all eight hitters combined. Let's go to that Bobby Witt Jr. distance, and let's just talk some distance overall here about, because every guy has their own individual number listed. And just to kind of reemphasize why I'm playing Bobby Witt Jr. individually, instead of that longest number of 42.5, is you can kind of see the distance that we have here. 469.5, Marcelo Zuna. It's not super far off, but it's far enough. Guys like Adolis Garcia, not really even in the range. Gunnar Henderson, 461.5. Like I said, if any of these other eight can get through 483 feet, and I think Bobby will have no issue doing that. I feel like I'm then just getting a discount here. He's not the only guy I'm going to play, though, in terms of longest distance of a home run. I'm also going to play Jose Ramirez at that 449.5 marker. That number is, with Alec Bohm, the lowest on the board, but it actually does have the best odds. Plus 105 on J-Ram. That number dropped from plus 120. Bohm's checks in at even money. Now, Jose Ramirez does have the shortest distance averaged on the season, but he actually has a long home run this year. And in the 430s, he's much closer to this number than you realistically would anticipate. And I think Jose Ramirez, to some degree, is going to surprise. He has a lot of long odds tonight. I know there's a lot of people who are excited about Jose Ramirez, and I understand why. You know, our very own Donnie Wrightside this morning on the early line gave out Jose Ramirez to make the semis as a best bet. Jose Ramirez has been at the Derby before, and it did not go well. So to show up again suggests he is aware of that and is not here to embarrass himself, not here to ultimately fall short. Maybe we'll find out the Derby's not his thing. But Jose Ramirez is here to have a good performance and put on a show, which does speak to another bet. It's not on my card. I've placed it recently. Have to shout out our producer, Pat Foster, in the mix here, who kind of pointed my eye on this one. but it's Ramirez to hit a home run both righty and lefty in the Derby. Again, format. I'm going to talk about it ad nauseum, but Jose Ramirez, a switch hitter, will have a lot of opportunities to reset himself and have a little bit of fun. We saw Adley Rutschman do this when the Home Run Derby was back, I believe, in Seattle not all too long ago. Jose Ramirez, if he takes the time out, can switch from lefty to righty or righty to lefty. If he wants in the bonus round, Jose Ramirez, which I believe is what Adley did, can just flip it. And if Ramirez flips, this should be cash. No problem. I don't think he's going to flip for one pitch. And again, he might, but even if he does, he can hit it a country mile. At 7-1, a number that I think is still dropping from plus 750, I bet it at 7-1. It's down, I believe, to plus 650. This really just feels like, is Jose Ramirez going to take a chance at swinging from both sides? And if he does, then I expect he'll hit the home run. I think it's worth a shot there on Jose Ramirez. Let's put a bias to be a semifinalist. Again, with that format change, we get brand new markets. Pete Alonso at minus 245. It makes all the sense in the world. I think Pete Alonso has an opportunity to really go nuclear, quite frankly, in round one. Just due to his experience level and how much he cares about the Home Run Derby, I am sure that they have really laid out their approach here and how this is going to feel, getting 3 full minutes to take 40 pitches. I think Alonso's in line to be in the semifinals. I'd be pretty surprised if he doesn't get there. I've talked about the likelihood, what we are expecting, of home runs on the year determining the order. What that will do is get Gunnar Henderson the last spot. And again, you only need to finish top four. So it's not that Gunnar will know, oh, the number to beat is 33, 34. The number to beat might just be 26, 24. Heck, if this thing is as low as some of the numbers from the book suggest, it might be 22. I know that they're the top two options, so I brought them together. Plus 115 for Gunnar Henderson and Pete Alonso both to make the semifinal, I think is a really strong play here. Now, that is a parlay you can put together on FanDuel. What they do have over on DraftKings are the semifinalist markets of all four. If you want to get involved there, those parlays seem to be kind of juicing out a lot better. I thought, why not take a chance? It's 22-1. Alonso, Gunnar Henderson, hometown kid Adolis Garcia. And then I took a shot on Teoscar Hernandez. I thought that Teoscar presented enough value, obviously having himself a phenomenal season for the LA Dodgers here. It really, more than anything, again, just through the odds, right? They're pricing out Ramirez and Bohm as no chance guys. And if that's correct, I would then just need the hometown guy Garcia, who's a minus money price, by the way, to get in with Teoscar Hernandez over Bobby and Marcell Ozuna. I thought 22-1 made a lot of sense. I've also made a bet on the American League to win the Home Run Derby. I just like what they bring to the table a little bit more than the National League because it feels like I'm getting four guys against Pete Alonso. As I mentioned, the long shot in Jose Ramirez against the long shot in the National League in Alec Bohm, I like Jose Ramirez. Alec Bohm has 11 home runs. Respectfully, what's he doing here, right? I like Jose Ramirez a lot more. Gunnar Henderson has the most home runs on the season. Bobby Witt Jr. has some underlying statistics that people are starting to love, and it's a reason we're seeing Bobby's number continue to drop. And then I do at times feel that the hometown flavor is a cheat code at these home run derbies. So I bring in Garcia in Texas at minus 115. I think the American League gets the job done here at the home run derby. I don't know if I've missed any of the wagers that I'm on there. If not, we'll kind of run it again for the people, but we're locked and dialed. It's going to be a great home run derby night here. You know Sports Grid's going to have you covered throughout the entire session, but after the break, we'll check in summer league style, what's on the slate tonight if you are going to bet outside of the home run derby, and what did we see from Team USA today? a single-digit victory against Australia.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Panic button, or is everything fine? We'll talk about that on the other side with you right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live. It's Game Time Decisions. Let's make it happen here, folks. We do have some NBA Summer League tonight. It's really the only place you can get in the mix outside of the Derby tonight. I mean, look, I don't know if you guys do, like, low-level soccer. Let me double-check the live board here. What am I disrespecting? Some tennis, never again. Oh, the Novak situation was not great. Cricket, table tennis, that's the live board right now. And then it has an OKC-Miami Heat game. That we have ongoing. Jaime Jaquez is actually playing for Miami, which is a little bit surprising. But there's probably a degree that Jaime wants to play. And I guess he was already in Vegas playing with the kind of Team USA select team that was going up against the national team. So we've got Miami out there against Oklahoma City at 6:30. We'll have Rockets, Pistons quickly. Reed Sheppard has looked like one of the very best players in all of Summer League. He's looked like the best player from the class. You don't want to kind of wildly overreact to things at Summer League. Because, again, if you do that, there's also we have a million busts on our hands. But sometimes when a guy just looks exactly how you thought he would, it does jump off the page. And that's what we're getting here from Reed Sheppard. Minus 118, outrageous. Outrageous for 25 points for Reed Sheppard. I would not run to the window on that number, but again, it speaks volumes to the fact that he has just been phenomenal. And that is 100% the case. I mean, there's just no bone. There's no way of arguing it. He has looked brilliant for Houston. However, and again, I thought he was the best player in the class. I said it. I thought he was number one. I thought Stephen Castle was number two. I am not running to his rookie of the year market. He has become the second favorite. I still do not think there's a pathway for him starting. It would require Fred VanVleet to be traded. I do not expect that. This is a Rockets team that is very deep. I think Reed will maximize his minutes. I think they might end up with Fred VanVleet on the trading block, maybe regardless of how the season is going, even if it's going well, to make room for Reed. I think by next year, the Rockets are insane if it's not a Sheppard-Thompson backcourt. But I'm not running to his Rookie of the Year market. Ron Holland, by the way, just a little bit of movement on the Holland numbers specifically, who was the fifth overall pick by the Detroit Pistons, a pick that I certainly liked there. He to score 15 was minus 115, I believe, in game one. Now the expectation more so for Holland is to get to 20. Which is plus 146. He's minus 270. Ron Holland to get to 15 points there in that upcoming game between the Pistons and the Rockets. We'll kind of continue to talk some Summer League again. Coach will be here, but I thought it was important to bring up a little bit of Team USA, who did play today up against Team Australia, 98-92 final. And some see this. I am sure plenty out there, noon start, didn't get involved with the game. I get it, right? And think, oh, man, this is bad. I mean, this is really, really bad. I watched this entire game. I was on this game. Australia plus the 20.5 in the first quarter over that ultimately worked out. And Team USA was up 16 at the break, laying 26.5 live. They extended this lead to 24. They were absolutely dominating. It was 24-20. I think it was 24, 65-41. They started the second half with their second unit, so they were super fresh, and they just kind of jumped all over Australia. And then they just kind of got sloppy. Started to turn over the basketball. Australia did really well finishing around the basket in this game at times, and they got back into it. It became a little bit difficult for USA to necessarily flip a switch, right, and separate and get it back out to 15. But also, they were never in trouble. I mean, they were never in trouble. They weren't. And again, I played Australia plus the 20.5. The bigger thing coming out of this game is the questions around Joel Embiid. Embiid was better in this game than last game, but he still wasn't great. The bigger issue is that Anthony Davis has probably been the best player for Team USA through two games. But I do think it is in Steve Kerr's best interest to wait one more game before making the shift. You want to start Embiid against Serbia / Nikola Jokic. Just let that play out and then make your decision if Anthony Davis will become the starting five for this basketball team, which I kind of said he should be from the jump. We've got Tom Vecchio on deck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here on SportsGrid. We got our guy Tom Vecchio on a Monday night. Tom, excited to get into some home run derby. There's some hoops questions actually I'm going to toss your way as well. But how are we feeling at the midway point of the Major League Baseball season?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm feeling great. You know, one of my guys, Bobby Witt, I have him to lead the league in hits at, I believe it's 18-1, which I spoke about with you. I spoke about with Ben and Donnie. And, you know, right now at the quote-unquote halfway point, like you said, he is sitting number one in the league with the most hits. So, you know, long way to go. He's in the field tonight. I'm hoping nothing happens to his swing after this, but I'm ready to roll.
I'm curious, Tom, because we have plenty of time here. Is that the main, because I'm sure this is the case for a lot of baseball bettors, is the Bobby Witt hits leader the main future that you feel like you're tracking right now, kind of from the action that you laid out?
Yeah, I mean, I have like an under on Zach Gallen, which we spoke about, under on Nestor Cortez. I think those are looking pretty good on strikeouts, but, you know, those were sitting, I think, minus 113, so it's not nearly the same as, you know, 18-1 that I have for Bobby Witt. So that's what I'm rolling with. Like, that's the main thing. I had some Acuna props that are obviously done, so I just got to roll with Bobby as of now.
Yeah, for me, I have Ellie De La Cruz for 50-plus and 60-plus steals. So okay. I'm kind of just hoping that nothing silly kind of happens with that. The other thing I noticed, and I'm curious. So I played an Orioles World Series ticket preseason, and it's the only playoff-based team thing I have. I have some win totals, right? But I have nothing else. AL pennant, NL pennant. Are you involved anywhere in the pennant or World Series markets yet?
I have an Orioles to win the division. I spoke about the Phillies over the Dodgers direct NL outcome this morning with Ben and Donnie. That's going to be my next move. The Dodgers, you know, Glasnow's hurt, Yamamoto's hurt, Kershaw's on his way back, but he's still not – is how effective is he going to be? Mookie's still out. Like, it's kind of the thing we've spoken about with NBA teams, like, they're not healthy. It's just like, let me know when they are, and then we can evaluate them. But they're not healthy right now. I'll take the edge with the Phillies.
All right, so some love there for the Phillies, which certainly, man, it lines up. They've obviously had themselves a phenomenal, again, first half of the season. We've clearly passed the midway point, but everybody understand how this works. All right, let's talk some Derby here. Man, look, Tom, for a guy like yourself, it's so interesting because there are some people who see an event like this, the ooh, little wonky, I can't get involved with this. I take my stuff too serious. And I don't say that negatively. I actually say that as a compliment, depending on who I'm referring to. And I am referring to you in that instance, who someone takes their stuff very serious. But you're involved in the Home Run Derby. So what was the process for you in placing wagers at this event?
First and foremost, we want to have a ton of fun with it because, you know, that's what we have tonight. And, you know, we got to approach this the same way we approach the three-point contest and the slam dunk contest. And that starts off with the rules. And obviously there's a rule change this year with the time limit, the pitch, you know, 40 total yep. pitches, all those things. But when I said we want to approach it the same way as like a three-point contest or, you know, dunk, we want to be, you know, building the narrative. So if we like a player in the first round, whoever that might be, it's like, or, you know, to make the final, that is, in the first round, we want to be talking about their home run total over in the first round. We want to be talking about to be one of the finalists, to be in the final, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to build that narrative throughout. The players that I'm on specifically tonight would be Pete Alonso and Bobby Witt. So we want to start off with the rules as a base because it is a new format this year, and then we want to, you know, kind of narrow down our field and then move on all in the same direction with props and the different wagers that we have.
Yeah, all right. So you're going with some Alonso. You're going with some Bobby Witt Jr. here. The finals matchup price for you is at 12-1. That's enough juice?
Yeah, Bobby Witt, obviously a player I'm super high on this year, as you can already tell with the hits total.
Yeah.
As you said in the previous segment, he's got some amazing underlying metrics, but you know, Pete Alonso is the player that we can trust time and time again. And I almost like the fact that this isn't a head-to-head matchup, because going into it, if he was going up against, let's say, Alec Baum, and the first-round Baum has like 16, okay, Alonso could set every record he wants and try to get to 40, but realistically, he only needs to get to 18. So at that point, he can kind of cruise. He doesn't know what the – or no one knows what the mark is, not just Pete Alonso, but we don't know what the mark is. It's just all hitters go in the top four advance. So because there's no line that he, quote-unquote, has to beat, this is where I think we're going to see the strength of some of the true home run hitters with Adolis Garcia, who I think is going to have a huge first round, alongside Pete Alonso. So over 25.5 for Pete Alonso in the first round, and then Alonso versus Witt in the final.
Yeah, that makes plenty of sense. I think the fascinating thing, I was talking with someone – who played a Gunnar Alonso finals bet. The only reason I didn't play anything in that market is because it's going to turn into a bracket, right? You could get messed up. Now, I think that's more of a worry with Gunnar than Bobby, because I believe Bobby's going to bat much earlier there, where Gunnar might just stop and kind of lock himself into fourth. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if we see Pete Alonso against Gunnar Henderson in the semifinals,
which correct.
Then is just going to mess kind of things up there. I noticed that you're going to play the over for the full home run derby. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so it's was sitting at 269.5 this morning. I think it's up at 272.5. I think it's, you know, come up a little bit, but you know, even with the rule change, and granted, we saw 341 total home runs last year, 291 the year before. Again, we have to factor in the rule change. I think some of the hitters like Alonso, Adolis Garcia, Marcelo Zuna, these players are going to come out and put on a show. That's what we're going to see in the first round. I do expect the home runs to obviously decrease as the rounds go on. But with the 425-foot bonus time, that's where we're going to see the extra home runs come through to push this over. So, yes, there's a time limit and the 40-pitch limit. But as more and more homers go over 425, that's where we get the extra outs for the hitters. That's where they're going to push this total over.
So I'm curious, Tom, if I can sell you on something, because I'm not sure if you've seen this number, but it's the round one total over. It's 158.5. It's an average of round up 19.9 home runs a guy. Basically, what you just said is why I'm betting that, because I just think round one is super secure because of the format change. I think the format change is going to get us well through that number.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. And like I said, as the bracket, I guess, you know, like I said, it turns into a bracket. That's where we'll see the finals be like, you know, maybe 18 to 15, somewhere around there. But the first round, I'm on board with the players hitting 25, 27, pushing the 30. Yeah. So totally with that.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, I want to sneak this one quick NBA thing with you, Tom, because futures, risk assessment, long shots. Have you seen the Victor Wembanyama Defensive Player of the Year price?
It was minus what? I saw it briefly in a graphic. Was it minus 140 there?
Yeah, minus 140 there on those FanDuel odds. A few other. There's a BetMGM had a minus 250. I'm just curious what you make of a season-long player prop. Not prop, I'm sorry, award at that number.
Yeah, I would never go remotely close to that. I mean, what, Giannis is up there at like 20 to 1, I thought it said, or 22 to 1. I mean, you might as well just take a shot on that, a player that we know, or he's 30 to 1 on that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
A player that, yeah, you know, I would say hopefully is in for a rebound year, really kind of sour ending. And again, he got hurt, so obviously didn't do anything wrong, but a player that we know can do it, can play at an MVP level. I would rather buy into that number. I'd rather buy into a Jaren Jackson Jr. number. Just like, I'm not laying minus 120 on a season-long award. That's just crazy to me.
I agree. I do. And I strongly believe that the books refuse to put him at even money plus 100 because they believe floods of money would have came in.
Of course.
And the thing is, I think Tom and I will probably tell you if you removed odds. I'm gonna guess. I could be wrong. My guess is he will win Defensive Player of the Year next year. That is my guess. But
I mean,
I'm not betting
the same
that
thing I
either.
Said when as soon as Embiid got hurt, like the answer was probably Jokic to win MVP. Like I don't want to say like that's probably what it was, and we want.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
I'm going to have more excitement than that in terms of fans, in terms of awards, things being super close. But at that point, it's probably Jokic's award to lose, and it's probably just Wemby's award to lose for the entire season.
Well, he finished second on a team that had one of the worst records in the league. So he's in a good spot. We'll talk to Coach next time. Appreciate it, as always. We're live right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here on Sports Grid. And we have some NBA Summer League action to break down here, and we've got Coach to help us do that. J.Y., quickly, two games are live right now. Did you have any action in either Heat Thunder or Rockets Pistons?
I did like the Rockets minus a point. I was a little nervous because before the game I was trying to look for props, and I couldn't find any on Cam Whitmore, so I thought maybe Cam Whitmore was out. He's actually in, so it's 10-7 Detroit. I'm actually probably going to jump in live right now, and I'm going to go take the Rockets because I think they've looked really, really good. And this combination of Reed Shepard and Cam Whitmore have been absolutely fantastic.
They have, and Reed has been everything I said he would be. Oh, man. I don't want to get into it. I just It was a full college basketball season. Of Coach and I sat here in this little double box asking, why is your best player not starting? Why is your second best player not starting? And that's just kind of what it was. Here's my question to you, JY. The Rockets, I worry about them messing this up because Ime Udoka is not going to be patient. The second he got there, they were like, oh, he's looking to spend big. He's looking to spend big. They recently made a trade where they gave up on Brooklyn Nets picks to get Phoenix Suns picks, basically because they want to get Kevin Durant next year. I love this core. There are so many things to like about this young group here, JY. And sure, maybe they eventually will need to trade some of them. But the fact that they're worried about trading for 36, 37-year-old Kevin Durant, I don't get it. I love what's in the building. I still sometimes worry about what it'll look like in 5 years when I shouldn't.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, what they need to do is they need to play the long game. Honestly, I think the team that you need to look at is what Oklahoma City did. Even like what the Knicks have done, just slowly get the pieces and then try and get a young guy. If you go through the roster of Houston, right? And I'm curious to see what Steven Adams can give them because that could be either a trade chip or just a backup, right? Dylan Brooks, 28. Tari Eason, 23. Jalen Green, 22. Adrian Griffin, a guy that we like coming out of the draft, got moved there. I like him going with fresh start over there. He's 20. You know, Aaron Holiday, 27. You know, we keep going. Shengun, 21. Shepherd, 20. Jabari, 21. Amen, 21. Van Vliet, old guy on the team, 30. Cam Whitmore, 20. Like, stay the course, Kevin. Stay the course and hope that you are this year's Oklahoma City or Minnesota or, you know, last year's or a couple of years ago's New Orleans. Like, maybe you just take that jump with all these young kids. But if you look at their depth is sneaky good. I mean, listen, you could easily go, Amen, Reed Shepherd, Tari Eason, Steven Adams, Cam Whitmore, second group. That's your second team. You know, so you can be patient. Now, listen, maybe if they knew what these guys were developed, maybe they wouldn't have moved, you know, given all this money to Dylan Brooks, but that was more of them being impatient. But they got parts. I already talked about Jock Landale, who we'll talk about, who, you know, destroyed us in the paint because we couldn't guard the ball today in Team USA. They have Jeff Green as a seasoned pro. Like, I think they're making the playoffs, Kevin. I really think that this could be the team.
Let's get into this, JY. NBA win totals dropped on DraftKings. I'm sure you've combed through these a bit. I'm not saying we're placing bets down here on July 15th. I know that's not how I operate. And I know, you know, Coach might put his in a little bit earlier. Again, I don't think he ran to the window. But, JY, at first glance, the Rockets win total checks in at 42.5. I think this might have gone up a win, by the way. So 43 is what you would need for a Rockets over. You see that number and you think that is too low, too high, or that's a solid number?
It's a solid number, but I think they go over it. I think they're a 45-win team. Kevin, they won 41 games and they were awful the first half of the year. Awful.
Yeah.
Came out of the All-Star break, played well, and they were right there for a playoff spot. So to me, and the issue that you're going to have is, just like before, the West is going to be loaded. The West is going to be loaded, and you're going to have a bunch of teams in that 40 to 46 range, right? It's a matter of, you know, who are the bad teams? Like, you look at that division, all right, name one team that's bad. San Antonio is 35, you know, the one to win the Southwest. And they could surprise teams that win over 30 games this year. You know, you keep looking at the Pacific Division. That's the hardest division right now. I like the Kings when they were 5-1. They've already moved to 3.5-1, right? You look at the Northwest Division. Like, the only team I would say that are bad in the West that are like going to be, like, really, really bad are Utah and Portland. Everyone else is going to be pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that last year's teams that didn't make the play-in, you said Utah, Portland, you're high on Houston. We all know what went wrong with Memphis, and then the other team has Victor Wembanyama. So, yeah, it's going to be competitive out there in the West. But, man, I think it's going to get really interesting when we try and then figure out who are we leaving out and how do we get there. And I think, I wonder if to some degree teams are either going to just be poor or is it going to just be a situation where injury, like with Memphis, is going to have to wipe a team off its, you know, kind of the map here, right? One team whose odds are not listed is Golden State. It's Golden State, Utah, and Chicago who don't have odds up right now. That's because of the Warriors, Jazz rumors, and then that's a lot to do with the Chicago Bulls not wanting any of the main players on their roster. I don't want to cut us short, but we'll come back. I would love to know, JY, your thoughts on the potential Lauri Markkanen, Golden State Warriors, trade, fit, and if it jumps off the page. And then I do want to get a couple of your early looks from the awards markets that have come out. There's a few win totals that have jumped off the page with me. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. All right. Some from the East, some from the West. We'll get there. All right. And there's some awards takes that I'll tell you this right now. Here's a spoiler. Joe Mazzulla is not winning Coach of the Year. He's the favorite. That's not happening. All right. So we can just kind of put that down right now. So there's going to be some value in that market. So there's a couple of things that we're going to tackle here. We've got Coach James Young with us. We're live in a
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.com. US for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Monday night on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live to right here. It's Game Time Decisions. JY, appreciate you stopping by here, man. We talked a little bit about marketing to Golden State. Now, there's a rumored package out there of Moses Moody and all the picks. Apparently, Utah is asking for Moses Moody, all the picks, and Kuminga, and Pods. If I was Golden State, I'd hang up. I'd never call him back. Again, this is what Danny Ainge does, and he asked Danny Ainge, basically, if you were selling a house that was worth $1 million, right, or he had a house that was worth $1 million, he asks you to pay $25 million. Like, he doesn't try to get a little bit more. He asks you for nonsense and then hopes that basically you can land at $5 million on that million-dollar house. But it's worked for him in the past. So, JY, let's just say the deal gets done and they lose Moody, okay, one of Pods or Kuminga, I don't know, right? But if Lauri Markkanen, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, that's your core, are you going to be in on the Golden State Warriors? Do you think they should be pushing in for a move like this?
No.
Okay.
I think Laurie's good, but I don't think he's all that in a bag of chips. I mean, he's not going to turn around and you take Laurie. And here's the thing. If you start, like, lining up, like, where do they play, right? You're still going to need a center because Draymond's too small. Draymond's not coming off the bench, and now Lauri Markkanen's your small forward. So to me, as much as Kuminga will be, you don't want to move, he's not going to want to come off the bench, right? So if you trade two out of three, I think you keep Pods because Pods are two. It just naturally flows in their lineup. You know, then you have someone like Trey, unless you want to start someone like, and then you're good. And obviously you can start Trace Jackson Davis, be uber athletic in the front court. But if they make the move, Kev, okay, are they better than Sacramento? People may not like this. I don't think so. I would take Sacramento. Are they better than Dallas? No. Are they better than Memphis? No. Are they going to be better than New Orleans? I'm big on New Orleans. No. Are they better than Oklahoma City? No. Are they better than Minnesota? No. Are they better than Denver? No. My opinion. I think they're still a middling team. I don't know if they have the depth. I am worried about their age. And these young teams are coming up. And Kevin, what a couple of these teams between Memphis, Houston, and who's the third? Memphis, Houston, New Orleans. Two of those three teams are going to make a huge jump, in my opinion. So where does that leave Golden State? I don't think it makes it that much better.
There's going to be a team that misses the playoffs in the West, and it's going to be an outright disaster. Who is it going to be is a very, very real question. I, to Coach's point, here's the thing. We can't turn injuries off, right? Like, the Lowry move would make them better. I think Lauri Markkanen is actually sneaky, a super valuable guy in today's league. Seven-footer, can stretch the floor, protect that rim a little bit. I mean, this guy has made an all-star team before, okay? But if Steph goes down, none of it matters. And they are dead. And there are, look, there's, it's not Kawhi-level questions. It's LeBron-level questions that people always ask about LeBron but never ask about Steph. JY, talk to me on the awards here. Look, you and I have all summer. And I'm sure, you know, we'll be chopping it up over the weekend, but anything jump off the page, our first glance here at these markets?
Okay, I'm going to kind of go quickly and just hear me out, folks. These are things that I'm looking at right now. If I bet today, which I'm not, MVP, I'm going with SGA. I think they're going to be the best team in the Western Conference. He's going to have an absolute monster year. Getting Caruso and Hartenstein only helps him. Defensive player of the year, go take Wemby now. Get him now. Don't go to DK. DK has him at minus 240. It's minus 160 on FanDuel. Go get it now. He may win it the next 10 years. Rookie of the year, I've talked about 80. Kevin, like, wild take. Terrence Shannon Jr. at 50-1. Because I think Cat can get hurt. You can slide McDaniels to the four. Then here comes Terrence Shannon Jr. at the two spot. I think Rob only starts if something happens to Mike Conley. Most improved, Evan Mobley. Coach of the year, sneaky. You know where I'm going because you know I love him. 34-1, Kenny Atkinson. I think they're going to be better. I think they're making moves. I am all in on Kenny Atkinson.
All right, I'll tell you the main things. I think the Atkinson take's a really good one. I think Terrence Shannon Jr. is insane. I think you are nuts. That's one of your wilder ones, JY, I've heard in quite some time. Joe Madden's next.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.